This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually, you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays, we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and then y'all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is the 46th Weekly Challenge. It is also the last one where you'll be hearing Claire de Lune in the background. That's the song you're hearing right now. I picked it as an homage to Warren Zevon for his Piano Fighter song. What's the line here? I'll play Claire de Lune in a quiet saloon, steady work for a change. The man's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, which makes Cleveland unholy ground in my book. Anyway, Guy David of GuyDavid.com has worked up a nice music bed and opener and closer. I think you're going to like it. Topic was selected by Tom of Footnote, and it was The Pit. We've got 13 stories this week. Double freaking digits. Way to go, everyone. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week. Oh, no. Oh, my God. How could you people let this happen? It's Planet Z. What did I warn you, Phoebe? No, I warned you. Oh well. Here he comes, beaming to you from the great beyond.
Planet Z. My name's Drake. Welcome to the Iron Fortress. Behave yourself, because if you're bad, they throw you in solitary. You've been really bad. They throw you into the pit. This prison was built over something. A gateway to hell, we're not sure. All I know is that guys come back from solitary, but they don't come back from the pit. Well, not in one piece. Sometimes you find a bone or a few fillings around the hole. The warden doesn't like it when that happens, because that means despite all the spells and seals, things can still get out.
Thank you, Z. The text from Z's demented scribblings, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There are also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time. Now this week, we actually have a rookie, somebody giving it their first shot, and it's Chris. So let's hear what you've got for us today, Chris.
Hello, my name is Chris Carlisle, and this is my entry in this week's 100 Word Podcast Challenge. It is entitled The Journal. Gerald ran frantically into Starbucks, right back to the corner booth he had just vacated. There, tucked in between the creases of the vinyl seat, was his journal. "Whew," he said. Gerald often worried someone would read what he wrote in his journal and think he was some sort of psycho. People tend to think that only teenage girls and serial killers write in journals. Luckily, Gerald was neither. He did keep a woman in a pit in his basement, but he had no plans to kill her, just as long as she kept telling him that he was pretty. And that concludes my entry in this week's 100 Word Podcast Challenge. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Mr. Simon for hosting this weekly challenge, and That'll do. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Chris, for letting me know that this podcast has become a crazy magnet. I like that one. That was good. Looking forward to hearing more from you, Chris, and checking up on your stuff here on Twitter. I will not hire you as an attorney. Next up, we've got all the veterans, all the people that, despite the craziness, they keep coming back. I'll play them in the order that I receive them. First up is, as always, K9, who never records his own stuff. That leaves it to the world famous, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-sick Midget playing a banjo with all of his perversions. Midget, unzip that gimp mask and tell us K9's story.
Darkness was always descending. His soul screamed out in abysmal loneliness. Hate, fear, loathing, and despair plucked at his very being. The war had been terrible, brutal, and metamorphic. The destruction had been beyond belief on both sides. The rebellion had failed, and failed miserably. He gripped his chest and hyperventilated, trying to regain control of his sanity. Heaven was but a memory lost. Hell was an eternal constant. He had been beautiful once. He had been the fairest among all the multitudes. Beauty, however, is only skin deep. Evil is unfathomable and eternal. Lucifer was alone in the pit.
Well, whoo, that's a way to pick me up on Saturday morning. Thank you very much, K9, and thank you, Midget, for rendering that lovely piece. You can find K9 at Dead Dog Walkin'. The link is up on the show notes. Next up is Patty, the Smitty Gal. She brings us this lovely little bedtime story.
Happy Saturday, everyone. This is Patty with Weekly Challenge number 46. The topic is The Pit. And this is my story called Avoiding the Pit.
Mama, you know how in the Bible, God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son?
Yes, Rachel.
What if God told you to kill me? Would you?
Rachel, you know we must all do as God commands.
The little girl's eyes filled with tears.
But
we are Christians, Rachel, and there are no buts when it comes to God. If we don't obey Him, we will end up in eternal hell, a pit of fire with the devil and the rest of the sinners.
Mother tucked Rachel's covers in, kissed her daughter, and turned off the light.
Sleep tight, dear.
Thank you, Patty. Ooh, your kids are going to come out just fine. Now, I was going to do the weekly interview with Patty here. The problem is Skype does not ID itself. So when it tried to call her, apparently something her state does.
You got to record your voice and then you got to prove it.
Then Pamela just blew to hell. So there you go. No interview this week. Sorry. If y'all want to be interviewed, send your Skype ID to me. It's full of crap. And be around Saturday morning because I'm too lazy to, or during the week. You know, even if I'm there during the week, since the daily morning show on Crystal Clear is blown up for the time being, I've got time. So give me a yell, drop me a line, send me an email, say, hey, yo, I'm going to Skype you random and get your Pamela. So there you go. So die, Pamela, die. And thank you, Patty. Who's coming up next here? I believe it's Tom of Footnote from the tiny pump house on the hill. Hello, night people. Oh, wait, I've stolen all of his lines. I'm sorry, Tom, but as a consolation prize, here's your story.
Hello, village people. This is Tom from the Footnote, the podcast for aging, costume, post-disco, gender-challenged dudes. Sailor, sailor boy, got dollars to spend? The story tonight is Ozymandias Rex. Danny was lost. The only landmark was a sideways head and those broken legs. When Dan got close to the Stone King's head, he started laughing.
That's not despair,
boomed a disembodied voice. Why should I despair? Replied Danny to the talking head.
Well, you got a choice. It could be ironic or literal. Depends on your point of view.
From my point of view, you just look like a joke.
A joke? How's about the one about the guy standing over a pit?
How does that go?
In about 3 seconds.
What?
Smells like teen spirit to me.
Pardon me for a minute, folks. I'm checking with Tom's pharmacist to see if they take requests. Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, Tom from Footnote. Yeah, can you please up the dosage on him? Oh, three, four times. Instead of two every 24 hours, 24 every 2 hours. Try that. Okay, thanks. All right, I'm back. That was Tom from Footnote. You can check him out at the Footnote podcast where he does the eight things and the short attention span and all that. Okay, well, he just keeps getting better. And speaking of getting better, this is another Tom, but there's a silent four in his name. Tom with a silent four in your name, please enlighten us.
Hi, kids. This is Tom with a silent four from the Stuffcast at to4m.mypodcast.com. Yeah, so this is this week's submission for the 100-word essay, The Pits. Here we go. It was the pits. This grease pit was a pit of hell. I was up to my pits in work. My boss, with his forehead pitted with chickenpox scars, was always trying to pit us against each other to get as much work out of us as he could, like a pit viper without the venom. The place felt like a mosh pit. I'd rather be picking peach pits or even cherry pits for a pie, or work in the orchestra pit, or having sweaty pits, a hot day in the Indy 500 pits chasing pit bulls. I hate these pits.
Born under bad sight. I've been down since I began to crawl.
I'm sorry, what was the topic this week again? I can't remember. It's something that begins with P. Thank you, Tom, with a silent four. I guess Tom from Footnote doesn't have a silent four at all. Everyone should have a silent four in their name, especially the next person, Andrew of AndrewIanDodge.com, Growing Old Disgracefully, and all sorts of other things. You can catch him at AndrewIanDodge.com. And here is his story.
This is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blood Game, a.k.a. www.andrewiandodge.com. This is my story for the subject, The Pit. I felt something in the pit of my stomach as I stood. This sight would be Dante-esque to those who pondered that sort of thing. The humming of all the computers filled the air in a sort of high-tech cacophony. A short man accompanied me. Welcome to The Guts. We have 500 firms already, from data farmers to game designers to cyber entrepreneurs. Some stay for a few days at a time. Others have never left. The entire island, barring the heliport and boat ramp, was covered by this great building. I'd reached heaven. "I'll take one," I said.
It's the next William Gibson, everyone. Andrew Ian Dodge. .com. The man has a name, and he has a domain name as well. It's just that cool. Thank you, Andrew. And this is when I'm going to take a little break and mention something here that came up this week. Podcast User Magazine, which is at, oddly enough, podcastusermagazine.com. Y'all are a part of a podcast that got a great review this week. Page 9 in issue 14, they review 100-word stories. And you know what? They like it. Although they spend way too much on some guy named Lawrence. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for making this the podcast that it is today. I would not be doing it without y'all holding down the fort on Saturdays. And I hope that y'all understand how much I deeply appreciate everybody's participation in this, and I get a great laugh and deep, soul-crushing horror every now and then from your stories. So with that said, we move on to, oh, wonderful, we're heading over to Hodgepodge Point, where Liana reigns supreme. Is she going to beg for contributions this week for Hodgepodge Point? Because I'm going to take some of my escape pod stuff and record it for her, the 300-word stories. I'm not going to record them for here or put up my Pickle Tail stuff for here because they're not 100 words long, you see? But Liana, she put in a few. She kind of hit a brick wall the first time around. But when there's another contest, watch out. She is taking the gold medal. Watch and see. But until then, here's Liana of Hodgepodge Point.
Hey folks, it's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I'm sure some of you are wondering what happened to my wonderful podcast this week. When I woke up a few days back, I discovered that half of my brain had drained out onto the pillow. So the creativity level is a bit low right now. So for this week's challenge number 46, The Pit, I have the following story, where I'm stealing a line from my title called No Pain, No Gain. There. This one's perfect. No one knows his business like I do. I should venture out to new locations for selling my service. In this day and age, I am invaluable. Bloody hell! Do you mind? I'm not done working down here. Can't that all wait? Maybe I'll head east after this job. Surely there are kingdoms there that could benefit from my abilities. Just need proof of my expertise. Oh, excuse me, sir. Could you sign this testimonial about the quality and pain inflicted from my skillfully crafted stakes? It'll really help put pits and sticks on the map.
So what you're saying there, Lion, is that your story is quite literally torture. Thank you, Liana. You can catch her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. And folks, if one weekly challenge a week, as if, you know, they happen every day or every month, if that's not enough for you and you want other places to put your stuff that are longer than 100 words, Liana is the perfect person to check with. Click on the link within the show notes. She'd love to have your stories. And if she wouldn't, you know what? I'm telling her you would love to have these people's stories. We're a community. We're a family. I've got all my sisters and me. Okay, well, after that uncomfortable moment, we move on to the king of the Smith family here, the reigning champ, Ted of Ted's Podcast, which actually exists, although I keep trying to subscribe to it in Podcast Ready and it keeps failing. But I'm going to get that right. And oh, Podcast Ready, by the way, I'm going to work on a distribution of it that has preloaded everybody's podcasts on it as if we listen to each other's podcasts. Okay, well, here we go with Ted's podcast. Ted's story of Ted's podcast. I should re-record this.
Good Saturday morning. This is Ted with my submission for the 45th annual Academy Award. What? You mean us not now? Okay. This is my submission for the 45th Lawrence Simon is full of crap. I mean, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The 100 word story, The Pit. And by the way, I'm in rare form. I've got my refrigerator magnets, so I'm in hog heaven. So here we go. In all my years on the job, I never thought I'd come up against something so awful, so disgusting. This thing, the pit, as it would become known in the journals, held many horrible secrets. I had already retrieved two hubcaps and a motorboat anchor. God knows what I would find next. Elbow deep, I felt something familiar. Yes, a human hand. The cold, dead flesh was unmistakable. What happened? How could such an awful thing come to pass? As I gently pulled it toward daylight, I kept asking myself one question. Why did I have to become a proctologist?
You gotta dig it out. You gotta dig it out. You gotta dig.
Thank you, Ted. You know, someone ought to redo that game Careers, where they're all stuff like proctologist and things like that. Torturer. Crazy homeless person. That kind of thing. That would be a fun, that would be a great adult game. You know, maybe for people in retirement homes going around. It's like, yeah, that's what it was like. Okay, folks. We've got a few more here. Yeah, thank you, Nardo has come back from hunting lizards. You didn't find any lizards, did you? Yeah, you suck. Okay, next up is our friend Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. I know, Nardo, I just have to say that way every time. Okay, well, here we go with Lisa. We love Lisa.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was The Pit. War-painted faces and blood-curling howls were seen and heard by the prisoners in the pit. Bodies were flying everywhere. Filthy and covered in sweat, she tried to ignore the screeching and the stench. Some of the pit prisoners were there because of devotion, others out of some misguided sense of duty. She was one who had regretted enlisting herself for this tour. She didn't belong here. She longed to be safe back at home. Why had she let herself be talked into this? A date with Kevin O'Connor was not worth the experience of the mosh pit at a Korn concert. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story. This is Lisa. Have a great week, everyone.
Aw, thank you, Lisa. You know, whenever people send in their stories for the weekly challenge, I always have a great week. Nardo, you know, I thought it was bad when Edlo, the 24-pound cat, was a lab cat, but Nardo is a lab cat. With his extra claws, like velociraptor claws, my knees are bleeding. Whew. You can catch more of Lisa at lemonsandlollipops.blogspot.com. You better not bite me. Do not bite me. Okay? All right. Next up is Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Oh, man. Ooh, I'm always just, who knows what he's going to come up with this week. Let's find out. You and me together, let's put on our crash helmets and go straight into the demented mind of Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 46 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is The Pit, and my story is entitled Harry's Bad Day. Harry knew Monday was going to be rough. He felt it in the pit of his stomach when he woke up. At the bus stop, a pit bull grabbed his ankle. Man pitted against beast. Fortunately, Harry won, albeit with a torn trouser leg. On the bus, he remembered that he had neglected his deodorant. A quick armpit whiff confirmed it. He scowled. Working an open pit coal mine was no picnic. After a brutal morning, Harry broke for lunch. Hummus on pita bread. A pit in his cherry pie cracked a molar. Crap, he thought. Some days are just the pits. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. You can catch his stuff at ellison1.blogspot.com, and he's frequently here. And, well, when the morning show didn't blow up, he had a story or two ready for that. I'm wondering if Tom with the Silent Four, it's like the battle of who could stuff more references to pits in their story. Who is the king of cramming the pits? Is it, Ellison? Or is it Tom with the Silent Four? I guess we'll find out after the voting's complete this week. Next up is Tabitha of Strangely Literal. I love it. She's back, and I'm enjoying the podcast over there. But she's come over here to have some iced tea and enjoy the smell of the jasmine. So here we go with Tabitha.
You are live on channel 44,000. Please do not swear.
Hi, this is Tabitha. I host the podcast Strangely Literal, fanfic for Buffy, Angel, and Firefly, and I also am the Minister of Propaganda over at Tales from the Verse, a Firefly fanfic podcast. If you get tired of really short stories, hop on over to our side of the world where we do a little bit longer fics. It's www.strangeliteral.com and www.talesfromtheverse.com. Here's my entry for this week's great challenge, The Pit. All these characters are Firefly. If you haven't checked out Firefly, do it now. Buy the DVDs. Anyway, that was my plug for Firefly. Here's the story. The pit was massive. Zoe and Jane watched as Mal descended into it using a system of ropes Kaylee, engineer extraordinaire, put together. Catton? Shiny, Zoe. Nothing to fret. Mal sounded more hopeful than he felt. At the bottom of it was his trusty pistol. He couldn't expect to leave this moon without it. The gun can be replaced, Zoe called down. Jane snarled. No, it can't. Zoe's withering stare didn't stop Jane from asserting, guns over people. Someone got a shovel? Mal called up. Think that steam and heat from last week is down here. Hope you enjoyed this story. This music you heard is Real Violin Only by Sharon B, and it's a fanfic piece inspired by Firefly, and it's available at the Signal page. And here's a promo for Tales from the Verse. Hope you enjoy. See you next week.
We are just too pretty for God to let us die.
Welcome, welcome to Tales from the Verse.
Here's the guy who's just in the nick of time.
Welcome.
Fanfic podcast.
Tales from the Verse.
Tales from the Verse. Tales from the Verse.
I could stand here a little more.
www.talesfromtheverse.com.
He was not specific as to how.
www.talesfromtheverse.com.
Fanfic podcast.
Time to misbehave.
And that, folks, is how you promote your own podcast. That truly beautiful. Remember, folks, when you send in your stories, feel free to stick in a promo for your own podcast or your own site. And that, folks, is that. That's the way to do it. Now, Liana sent in, check out my podcast, Six Times in the Six Stories on Valentine's Day. And yeah, I know, I got a little goofy about it. But, hey, Liana, maybe we can work on a promo for you. All right. Thank you very much, Tabitha. And I just got to say, I don't like Buffy, but I loved Angel. David Borneo's, he's very cool. All right, here we go. We're coming down to the wire here. We now have Terrence from the Never Was podcast, and he's got a special story out there with a guest star whose voice you may recognize.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 46th weekly challenge, The Pit. The flames burned and the screams echoed. After talking with his brother, he thought that he might have been a bit harsh on the podcaster. He walked up to the man with black burnt skin flaking off of him. Raoul didn't know if it was good or bad that the man couldn't die again.
Damn, people can't record their own stories,
the man muttered.
And where is that damn midget?
He'll be joining you soon enough, Raoul said to him. An apology accepted. Raoul paused. You did know that you would end up in the pits of hell eventually, right?
Dude, that's totally fucked up.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows that I'm going to heaven and you're going to hell.
If I am, I'm taking you with me.
Shut up, boy, and play your banjo. And there you have it. 13 stories about the pit. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 47th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 48th, and they win official refrigerator magnets for this site. Those of you all who have them so far, how do you like them? There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories, in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. There is also archives of my very own 100-word stories there. The target date for episode 1000 is March 8th. So if you have any congratulatory audio notes to send to me or the midget, you have a few days left to send them. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. Oh, and as I mentioned before, new theme music is coming soon. GuyDavid.com. You want to be the featured interview for next week's weekly challenge? Send me your Skype ID. I'm at isfullofcrap. PodcastUserMagazine.com, issue number 14, page 9. Booyah! We'll be back with more thrilling episodes of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Thanks to Patty the Smitty Gal for trying to get on the interview thing. And as always, keep it brief.